Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Interesting and different show lined up for you today. The question is, now what? Now what? Where are you in your life? What are you doing? You know, we talk about finances, and finances are very important because green means go. Nothing gets done unless you can pay for it, right? Can't fill up your car with air. You got to pay for the gas, and it just costs money to live. Now, you can go and go live in the mountains and raise your own food, and those are all great things, but you still got to buy the place. You still have to get there. So, listen, I am very excited to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, a great guest, and we have finagled and worked and begged and pleaded and borrowed and stolen until we can get her on the program. She's very gracious, Laura Berman Fortgang, and she's a personal coach, a best-selling author, speaker, corporate spokesperson, performer, and the book. I'm so excited because I'm going to get on the plane and I'm going to read it. Now What? 90 Days to a New Life Direction. Laura, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David.
I'm excited. Can you tell?
I'm psyched that you're psyched.
I'm very excited because I love when I can get a chance to talk to somebody that's got a completely different perspective and a different approach. And so let's get some prop introductions in place here. Laura is a best-selling author, 5 books now published in 12 languages. She's been a media persona, been invited on a number of well-regarded television programs, Oprah, the CBS Early Show, NBC Today, Good Morning America, a lot of cable outlets, Red Book Magazine, Huffington Post, just all over the place, well-regarded, well-respected, one of the first to be formally trained as a professional coach and holds a credential in that field, and a founding member, early board member of the International Coach Federation, communications degree from Boston University. It just, the list goes on and on. I love the pedigree. And Laura, I want to dive in because the question is, now what? What prompted you to write this book to help people kind of take a new perspective on their life?
Well, thank you for asking. You know, this book came out of my direct experience after 9/11. And I know that seems so long ago now, but let's look at what's happened, right? So 9/11, the world goes blank.
Right.
You know, I think, wow, my little business, my little luxury business of people wanting to improve their life might be out of business.
Right.
But no, within 4 days, my phone was ringing off the hook with people saying, life is too short, anything can happen, I'm taking the back burner, put it on the front burner, I haven't been happy doing what I'm doing. And at this point, I told my agent, I'm never writing another book. You know, I wrote 2, that was it. And I started working with people in only 90-day segments because I didn't know when my travel would return. By then, I was doing a lot of speaking and traveling, and you know, the
right.
World stopped traveling. And so I'd only commit to 90 days. And one day, my agent called and said, hey, what are you up to? I said, you know, weird, I'm working with people 90 days. 45 days, they figure out what they want to do. 45 days more, we're putting a plan in place. She said, gee, sounds like a book. So, tricky little lady. So now, we're actually 10 years later, and the book is coming out in an updated and revised edition. So here I have 10 years experience and 500 coaches who use my book with their clients and their experiences.
Wow.
And you know, we had that 2008-2009 crash. Industries have gone out of existence.
True.
So I've just had this last 14 years of people having to reinvent completely. And what I love about being on your show is that money is the number one reason why people won't make a change. So I just love that we're going to talk about this.
All right. Well, I'm excited too. And you know, it's funny the way you frame that up, Laura, because so, and I do remember 2008, 2009 like it was yesterday because it was ugly. And of course, it had a lot to do with money and where we were at that point and all the things that were going on in our economy and the world. And it really is a reset button that, and I've worked with a lot of people over the years who are looking at making changes. They want to make a shift. And that's why I love getting you on the program, because the question very often is, now what? Now what? Now what are we going to do? And so part of my job is to help them figure out the money part so they can do what they really want to do and make a transition perhaps to a new career or something else. And so this 90-day period that you're focused on, part of that just to make it a little more manageable, that you look at 90-day periods, you look at it over a short, I guess the first is, how do people feel about that? Is that a long period for a lot of people, or is it a short period?
I love that you're asking that, because there's it's so funny how people are very disparate on that. They'll be like, wow, that takes so long. And I'll ask them, how long have you been suffering with this question? You know, what to do next? Because I bet it's longer than 90 days. So 90 days is a short solution most of the time. And then some people find the answer so quickly, they're like, how did that happen? That's not possible. I've been trying to figure this out forever. But, you know, what's different here is that, you know, I don't use the conventional career counseling kind of format. You know, we're not just redoing your resume and looking at your transferable skills and planning a strategy on LinkedIn on how to meet people. It's really a complete toss-up. You know, in fact, I don't even look at people's resumes. I want to look at your life story.
That was going to be my question. Do we even need to look at the resume?
No, because look at today's world, you know, changing so much, and some industries that have gone away, and people still needing to work longer because we've lost our savings, perhaps, in 2009, right? So the formula seems to be, if you want to say it's a formula, something from the past, long ago left on the road, rolled into the skill set and hardcore credentials of today, makes some new step for tomorrow.
Okay.
So it's like past, the present, and the new future. And, you know, many times I have to say, people are willing to make less money to be more satisfied in what they're doing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I could give example after example. I just met with somebody a couple days ago, Laura, that they, you know, I said, well, talk to me about, because I always want to know what people do, because I like to use analogies when I talk to them. But I asked, I said, you know, do you like it? How's it going? What are you, you know, where are you focusing your time? Because sometimes people get into doing stuff that they really shouldn't be doing, you know, managing their accounts themselves if they've got a very demanding job. I was on a conference call till 3 o'clock in the morning, so I really didn't get a chance to look at my portfolio. I'm like, well, maybe somebody else needs to manage it for you. But the point is, you know, I have had plenty of people that say, it's a job. It pays the bills.
That makes me sad.
I know. I know.
I mean, that's why I do what I do. And you know, a lot of us do what we do and may not even realize it, based on some kind of motivation from the past, you know, I'll never be like my parents,
right,
or I'll show them, right? And even mine, like, my dad, God bless him, he worked for the same company for 32 years. He was on that old plan, you know, the first one to go to school in his immigrant family, and he hated it. And I grew up with a father who hated what he did.
Yeah.
He did. So guess what? He has 3 kids who have not fallen in his footsteps. And, you know, and here I am helping people not be suffering to make a living. So,
yeah,
you know, but I have found in looking at people's life stories that sometimes there's a driving motivator that got you to today quite successfully, but it can't take you all the way home. You know, it's not for the next chapter.
Right.
And sometimes people don't even realize that they're being driven by something like that.
So many people feel paralyzed, Laura. They feel paralyzed by, you know, what they call it, you know, call it analysis paralysis. But it's also, you know, the devil they know is the one, you know, they say, devil knows better than the devil you don't know. They're just afraid, and they don't know what next to do. And so when I agree with you, when I hear that, I'm like, golly, life is short. Part of my job working with people, I work with a lot of people that, you know, are planning their retirement or they're already retired. So I see a disproportionate number of, you know, death. There's just no other way to say it. And I've had so many people that I've talked to that I go like, you know, they just say, just get on with it. Don't, you know, don't wait. Embrace other things that you want to do and make the leap.
You know, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think that there's two schools of thought, really. Like, there's still people living in the pre 9/11 or 2008 even mentality of, you know, it's the dress for success, it's to have the resume.
Sure,
And then there's the other part of people that are like, wow, just what you said, life is short. Like, I turned 50, let's just say I turned 50, I won't say how many years ago, and I realized that, gosh, I have less time ahead than I have behind me. And things change, you know,
and
I know you seeing people's money life over time, you know, hopefully you prepared for that day. But if anyone younger than 50 is listening, you know, like have the opportunities account, as Stephen Covey calls it. But then I have people who don't have the savings to make a change. And that's an interesting dilemma, too. You know, what do you do? But I think that when you know that, all right, I figured it out. I know my now what. I just may not be able to get to it for five more years.
Yes.
There's still peace in that because you know what you're working toward.
Amen. I love that. Love that. That's my favorite part. It's okay. There's seasons in life. It's okay. But plan it. You know, don't just say, oh, I can't do it because I'll never have enough money. Recognize, and if you can't do it on your own, get some help from somebody who can give you some perspective and say, I know that this is where I want to be. It's what my really where my passion is. And I want to get there, so I'm going to make the following sacrifice of, I had a gentleman come in and meet with me, Laura, you'll love this. He wants to be a financial planner. He can't leave his current job. I said, okay, here's what you're going to do for the next year or 2 years. Put yourself in a position, and then come see me when you're there.
Right. Well, it can be a process. And, you know, when people work the Now What book, or they work with me as their coach on Now What, the changes take 1 to 3 years. If you are financially okay to make the changes. But I've had people take 5, and I have one guy, bless him, it took him 10 years to leave the job.
Mm.
But he finally did it. And how I found out about it was that I got an email from this outdoor gear company. And I'm like, why am I getting this? I didn't sign up for this. But I was curious enough to look at who's on here. Like, I didn't recognize the name. I wrote to them. I was like, guys, why am I getting this email? Oh, it's me. It's that guy who worked with you 10 years who had this dream of having an adventure travel company. And it ended up being a gear company for nature lovers. And it took him 10 years. But, you know, he always had the vision. And when you have to be in something that you don't love, if you at least know where you're headed, it's a mission. You know, like you said, come back to me in 2 years. And we need that. It's like the little breadcrumbs left by Hansel and Gretel in the forest. You know, like we just need to keep picking up, knowing we're headed somewhere, and that helps so much.
It's a cliche, but, you know, keeping hope alive is a good thing. You know, keep looking ahead to that. And I think that that's really where people need to put their attention. So it's great stuff, Laura. We're going to grab a break. Laura Berman Fortgang is our guest. Exciting and passionate. I love it. Now What? 90 Days to a New Life Direction is the book, and I'm holding it in my hands, and I get to read it on the airplane. I love that. That's wonderful. The website, laurabermanfortgang.com. Quick break. We'll be right back with Laura.
Here's a newsflash. All financial advisors are not created equal. Some invest in their education by getting advanced degrees and professional certifications. Some don't. Some advisors get multiple licenses and offer a wide range of solutions. Some don't. Some advisors choose to be independent. Some don't. Some advisors disclose how they are paid and the fees they charge. Some don't. Please don't settle for a don't. Let me introduce you to independent advisor David Holland. David is a CPA, a certified financial planner, a personal financial specialist, and a chartered financial consultant. With 23 years financial experience, David offers a wide range of personalized solutions and discloses all fees in writing. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Seek, to Strive, to Find, and Not to Yield. Get on with it. Now What? 90 Days to a New Life Direction is a book. Now What? 90 Days to a New Life Direction. Laura Berman Fortgang is our guest, and the website, of course, is by thesamename.com. Laura, welcome back. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. I also want to let people know about nowwhatcoaching.com, because I have some free bonuses on there for people that are looking at the book. So.
Cool. Nowwhatcoaching.com.
Cool.
Got it. So here's a kind of an obvious question, and you'll forgive me for maybe this being a little too blunt or basic, but what keeps people from figuring out this themselves? Why do they need guidance to figure out what's next?
Oh, yeah, not blunt and not offensive. That's cool. Well, the first block to a lot of people's clarity is they're worried about the money first, and they'll make up, you know, I can't the money, I can't the mortgage, I can't the kids, I can't the college, right?
So, right.
So we don't even get beyond that to figure it out.
Right.
Other reasons why we can't figure it out ourselves, look, we're all capable, but we're really not taught where to look. You know, we're still taught to look at what are you qualified to do.
Instead of what you want or what you're passionate about.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Okay? You finished my sentence, because we're trained, what are you qualified to do? What does your resume say? And that's the end of the conversation. But when you say, what do you want to do? What are you passionate about? And then let's create a business case for where you're exactly the person to do it. And let's look at how everything can be moved around on your resume to support that. Then you're onto something.
Amen.
So I think we're stuck in a box. We still are very conventional in our thinking about what's possible and what's not. But I think the last decade has showed us that, you know, if you want it, it's possible.
I wish I had your book 20 years ago, Laura. 20 years ago. I could give a great example because 20 years, you know, I'm a CPA by training. And I've got the skill set to be a very good accountant. But today, 500 clients would not be getting very good financial advice, I would state, if I had not figured out that what I really was passionate about was giving financial advice.
Right, exactly. And I call that this. I have this other equation, but it's about eggs. And right. I'm not very mathematical or scientific. I'm more a visual person. But the CPA is the egg, right? It's like it doesn't move. It looks like one shape, whether it's a quail egg or a dinosaur egg, right?
Okay.
But you have to crack it open.
Right.
And now we can make it into many different things, right? So CPA is like the stamp of the resume.
Right.
The old way of looking at things. And the new way is like, look, you have all this financial knowledge, and you gained it that way, but what you really care about is communicating it and empowering people and having them get it, and that changes, you know, you opened up the egg. Now it has many different varieties in which people can get that. So it's really about distilling down to a sense of purpose. You know, like, what is your whole life built up to this point? What do you most have to offer and give? Now, am I advocating that all of us have to become self-employed or... you know, that's not for everybody.
Right, right.
But even the conventional wisdom today is you still have to think like you, Inc., you know, Y-O-U, Inc.
Right.
We're much more set up to think about what do we need to complete our experience and our credentials in order to get to the next step, whether your next step is a business or it's another place of employment. I'll still be looking for what's that core piece that only you offer.
Excellent.
No matter what your job description.
That's a great way to put it. There's so much we could talk about. There's a thing floating around on social media you may have seen on LinkedIn, Laura, that there's this little quote that says, and it's supposed to be inspiring and to help people pursue their dreams and to work hard and stay goal-focused and all this, and it says something like, and I'm going to mangle it, but it goes something like 97% of people end up working for the 3% that don't give up on their dreams or some other twist on that. And I'm like, no, not everybody, and I'm so glad to hear you say it, not everybody is destined or should run a business, or you're talking to people that they could work for somebody. It doesn't have to be that you become your own business or entrepreneur, but to find your place.
Right. To find your place. And even though your job may be VP of sales for XYZ pharmaceutical company, there's still something that you bring to it that can up your passion about it. And it's usually going to have to do with what your impact is on other people.
Well, you know, and it's like, their story too, right? I mean, it's your whole life you bring to the equation.
Oh, absolutely. That's why I don't look at people's resume. I look at the life story because it's your whole life. And no matter what adversity you've overcome, no matter what training you've had, there's still something that is uniquely your blueprint. In fact, I do call it your life blueprint. It's like, and that's the thing that when we discover it, becomes what we turn the volume up on, and we actually change our careers. Like, I work with someone within a corporate setting who is not going to change necessarily to a different industry or to go out on their own business.
Right.
What they needed to discover was the power of the impact they can have on people, and just by turning up the volume on that, and she cranked up the volume on that. She went from top salesperson to being needed over on the marketing side because she just had a vision, a message on how to get the sales to go up, which then being on the marketing side led her to be a leader in that team, which then led her to actually end up in training and development. And, you know, then she did since 15 years later leave the company and have her own company. But that wasn't on the radar screen at first. It was just finding that thing that she could offer, caring more about that, and that moved her through a job trajectory. So I find it really interesting, the inside-out approach to this.
Well, and that trajectory becomes much more, I'm sure, much more steep, because you get fully behind it, you're passionate about it, and you're matching up those skills that you talked about and your life experiences to what you're most passionate about, and Lord have mercy, get out of the way. That's where people really start to accelerate.
Agreed. And that's what I look for, is like if people's lives start accelerating, then I know they've hit that life blueprint piece. You know, they've hit that stride of their sweet spot. And no matter what job we're in, if you find that, and that's what I help people do through Now What, you found your ticket to opportunity.
I like it, Laura. Ticket to opportunity. You can start with Now What, 90 Days to a New Life Direction. Laura Berman, Fort Gang. And we're going to grab a quick break. We'll come back and talk with Laura a little bit further. Stay right there.
Does getting financial advice seem like a game of cat and mouse? Then maybe it's time to hire a fiduciary. What's a fiduciary? That's a financial professional who puts the needs of his clients ahead of his own. Being a fiduciary also means that the advisor should recommend the products and services he believes will best serve his client's needs, not what an insurance or investment company tells him he has to sell. So next time you're talking to an advisor, ask him, "Are you a fiduciary?" The answer should only be yes or no. If the advisor doesn't know, then the answer is probably no. This public service announcement has been brought to you by Holland Financial. We want to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
Personal coach, best-selling author, speaker, corporate spokesperson, performer, Laura Berman. Fort Gang is on the line with me. Now What? 90 Days to a New Life Direction is the book. And we're very glad to have Laura come back and talk with a little bit further about this this way of thinking and really harnessing, matching up your skills to your passion. And it's invigorating. It gets me excited talking about it, Laura. And I have to ask you, because I think that, you know, it would be natural. People say, okay, well, that sounds good. I get what you're talking about. But I think people need to hear that, you know, there are success stories. This works for people, what you're doing, Laura. And can you give us a couple of examples, or at least maybe one of your big success stories of people you've worked with who've embraced this concept and worked with you with your coaching to really accelerate, as we talked before the break, where they're headed and what they're trying to do?
Oh, my gosh. I have this story that is in this updated version of the book. And, in fact, the book has QR codes, and you're sent to videos and other things. And there's a video of this guy, and his name is Scott. And people are not going to believe that this is true, but it is 100% true. And, yes, I can understand when you hear what we're talking about today, David's listeners, and you think, oh, yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Kind of airy-fairy. What can it happen for me? Okay, listen to this. So Scott was a middle manager working in food supply in a fast food company. Big one. Big one. And, you know, doesn't really see where else he could go in the company. Not working, doesn't know what else he wants to do with his life. They gave him a list of coaches he could tap, and he decides to just look online and finds me, okay, just random. So we worked together for 6 months and really drilling down to, you know, what stuff he's made of and what does he really want to do. And he has a great love for the outdoors. You know, someday would love to own a lodge in nature, but, you know, that's not on the thing right now. But what he really cares about most is that he can't make an impact on people where he works. He's not, you know, he's tried to move over to the training and development side. There's no room. But he wants to be on the training and development side and the people side of inspiring. So he starts speaking in his community, small, you know, just to get out there and be talking about the leadership skills that he believes in. A lot of he learned from the company he was working at. We finish up. We agree that he's going to start looking for networking and looking for work in training and development corporately and start talking to people, et cetera, et cetera. I don't hear from him for 9 months.
Okay.
And I catch up with him. This is where he's at, okay?
9 months gestation period.
Uh-huh. 9 months gestation period. The man is now the CEO.
Get out.
Okay? Middle manager, the CEO at a $100 million company, a vendor who he used to know through his job on the food supply side.
Yeah.
Who invited him to come speak at their company because they just loved his spirit about people and leadership and what he saw. And so he came as a favor to a vendor. And they took him to lunch afterwards and said, well, we kind of got you here on false premises. We're actually looking for a CEO, and we know you'd have quite a learning curve, but your people side interests us.
Wow.
So he's now been the CEO of that company for a year and a half. It moved him across the country to nature.
Okay.
I had to get that part in.
Yeah.
where he's out, you know, doing his nature thing when he can. And it's not been an easy ride. And now we're working together again now on, you know, his CEO-hood.
Right.
But he, you know, I have other stories of these unbelievable rides of when you find the sweet spot, life helps move it along. And so I can't take credit for this CEO-hood. He didn't ask me. I wasn't around. But it came from his understanding of who he was. Not so much what he wanted to do,
right,
as much as who he was. And the opportunity found him, you know. And like I said, there's been a learning curve and there's been crises in the company, whatever. But he's really turned it around. And I just think that's great.
Well, and the other, you know, question I would ask, Laura, is you, when you see things like that, is that representative? You know, one of the disclaimers in my industry is proper performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Actual results can and will vary, may occur, profit or loss. And I'm doing that looking up in the air.
Right.
Because are these kinds of results what you would expect or what people should expect by embracing your concepts and your book?
Right. Are these results typical?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like when you take the diet. Food,
right,
you know?
Exactly.
Well, you know, yeah, Marie Osmond lost 50 pounds, but you
right.
might not.
Right.
Well, look, it's fair to say that there's like probably a top 10% of this kind of story, right? But so a small story, what would be a small story? You know, someone who, let me think, oh my gosh, there's so many. I'm trying to think small.
Well, I think the point, Laura, is that you don't necessarily have to. I think the thing that people need to understand is you start somewhere. You start with a step at a time. The expectation doesn't have to be, you know, I like science, Laura. I like the whole idea of our getting to other planets and things like that. But that doesn't mean that if I'm going to be an astronaut in 3 years,
right.
Okay? I mean,
right.
I think it's okay to be realistic about this, but to embrace these concepts and really get, you know, another favorite movie of mine, Shawshank Redemption, best line in the movie, get busy living or get busy dying. I mean, in other words, get on with it.
Yes, and I agree that sometimes we make our own thing too big. You know, even when I'm talking about New Year's resolutions, you know, it's like, I'm going to write the big American novel. Too big, you won't do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to write 500 words a day and see if it adds up to a novel someday. That you can probably do. So even if I tell, you know, one of these stories, what's the expectation that people can get from the book is in 90 days you'll have clarity. It doesn't matter, you know, that doesn't mean 90 days you're into the new thing, 90 days the luck happened. It's that you'll have clarity. And when we have clarity, we can take action.
I love it. I love it. That's what this is about, Laura. And I really love and embrace what you're doing. And because people need to start and they, you know, why be miserable with the passion not embraced and pursued? Why? I mean, because I remember the moment when I said to myself, I am going to leave a good job and a well-paying job for a very good company because I knew I wanted to do something different. And so I applaud what you're doing. It is just spot on. The book, again, ladies and gentlemen, Now What? 90 Days to a New Life Direction. The author, Laura Berman Fortgang. The website, Laura Berman Fortgang. And your other site, Laura?
NowWhatCoaching.com for free bonuses that go with the book. So check that out.
Good stuff. Laura, you are a great guest. I'd love to have you back. Thank you so much for squeezing us into your schedule.
Thank you. Love to come back.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis analysis of an individual situation, and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.